Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. Mr. Clapton, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Outstanding futurist and one of the greats, as far as I'm concerned. The Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, still my favorite book, among many others. JoelBarker.com, check those out. Check out the website and be sure to click over onto the short look at the long view. Joel, thanks for being here. I love it when you bring medical research that people are working on that can come to pass. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, there's two things, but the one that's most interesting to me right now, because it's brand new, is electrical stimulation that accelerates wound healing. You know, a lot of people have these chronic sores that they can't get to heal, and it looks like not very much. It's actually very small bursts of electricity.
Especially folks with diabetes.
Yes, exactly. And there have been some war wounds that have been really bad, too. My daughter-in-law works at the VA.
Old folks with sores have a hard time healing.
That's right, bed ulcers and stuff like this. And now what they're finding out is with the electrical stimulation, it absolutely speeds up the healing. But here's the big thing. It makes it happen. When, in fact, before it was not healing at all. It is closing wounds.
And is this new technology or a new application of old technology?
I can't recall in my readings where there has been a clear, developed paradigm of electrical stimulation of wounds. So I think this is part of the new thing that's going on, where we are understanding that we are electrochemical, and we're now beginning to delve into the electrical part.
We've really always known this, haven't we?
Well, kind of. Except
I mean, for a long time, we've known we were electrochemical.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got electric energy in me. I can't wear a self-winding watch.
Okay, see? And I have a friend who's exactly the same way. She can stop a watch.
Well, my face does that, but the other, at least I've been told that anyway. But we're just now getting around to using it to heal wounds.
Yeah, and it's like if you remember when we were taught in high school and college, it was chemical reactions between the nerves, you know, that transferred information. Now we realize there's actual electricity going on.
Yeah.
So this is cool because it's a new form, and it's
using our own properties to contribute to the application.
Yeah, and as you said, 100 years from now we'll look back and say, you mean they didn't use electricity to heal?
What was wrong with those people? I thought they were smart, right?
It's like us looking back at antibiotics.
Right.
And they didn't have antibiotics.
Yeah, exactly. They were taking sulfur. What was that all about?
Yeah. So this is really good. University of Manchester, by the way, another UK company.
Right.
You know, they're doing great work over there.
So then we got the Dorian Gray project.
Yeah, we do. And what's interesting, you know,
Or the Ferdinand, was it DeSoto that was looking for
he was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Go ahead.
Well, we've talked about this over the years. And every time I say, well, now they're doing it with mitochondria, now they're doing it with telomerase, now they're doing it with not eating, you know, dietary restriction. Well, the Japanese now have done what always happens. They've taken one piece of the technology, the mitochondrial question, and they have found two switches in the DNA that turn off or turn on mitochondrial reactions.
Mitochondria is a coding of the cell, isn't it?
Mitochondria is actually is an organelle. It's a subset of the cell that produces the energy that allows our cells to run very efficiently. And so what was happening, the Japanese, here the old theory was the DNA of the mitochondria, because it has its own DNA, is being damaged by X-rays and gamma rays and stuff like that, and so it's just aging. Japanese found it had nothing to do with aging at all, that the DNA of the mitochondria was fine, but there were switches, and something turned the switches off, which turned the system down, which led to death.
Which leads some people to age quicker than others.
Exactly
because
right.
Of the way their mitochondria behaves.
So they were working with human fibroblast cells. That's very important because the other research was not with human cells. This is human cells. And they compared children's mitochondrial reactions that were 12 years or younger to 80 to 97-year-old fibroblasts and found out when they clicked the switch, it looked like the 12-year-old.
You know, I don't – I hear people talking about living to be 100. I'm not sure I want to look like I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100.
Yep.
But if I do, I want to look good. So I like I like this research.
I do too, and I think what's really important about this is like the seventh separate approach to longevity that I've been following. So seven different ways to do it.
And you can find a lot of this, folks, at the on his website, joelbarker.com. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here, as always. Come back soon.
You're welcome, Jim. Thank
you. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, what a rich treasure he is for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.